With a win on Sunday, the San Diego Chargers will be in the playoffs. If the Chiefs win on Sunday, they're going to need some outside help as well. But for the Chiefs, it starts with getting that victory over the Chargers on Sunday. In their first meeting, the Chiefs left San Diego with a 23-20 win after a Cairo Santos 48-yard field goal with 21 seconds remaining. Jamal Charles had 95 rushing yards and a touchdown. Dwayne Bowe led the Chiefs with 84 receiving yards, and Alex Smith finished 19 of 28 for 221 yards and one touchdown pass to fullback Anthony Sherman. After that game, the Chiefs won four straight and the Chargers lost two more games in a row. Now the Chargers put themselves in this win-or-go-home situation on Sunday with an overtime victory last week over the San Francisco 49ers, overcoming a 21-point second-half deficit over their California rivals. Phillip Rivers went 33 of 54 for 356 yards with four touchdowns and three interceptions. The Chargers were without two key players in that game against the 49ers, running back Ryan Matthews, who's missed the last couple of games with an ankle injury, and receiver Keenan Allen, who suffered a broken collarbone a couple of weeks ago. Allen leads the team in targets with 121 and receptions with 77. But the Chargers will have veteran tight end Antonio Gates, who has 1,167 yards and 15 touchdowns in 19 career games against the Chiefs. At running back, rookie Brandon Oliver, who had 67 yards on 15 carries in the first meeting, should see plenty of action with or without Matthews available. Here's a few key things to watch for in the game on Sunday. The Chargers ranked third in the NFL in third down conversion percentage at 46.6%. Now, Arrowhead Stadium and Chiefs Kingdom should help with that. The Chiefs defense is the best in the NFL inside the red zone, only allowing touchdowns on 39.2% of drives. They're also the only team in the NFL that has not allowed 30 points in a game yet this season. They've also not allowed a 300-yard passer or a completion of 50 yards or more. It'll be up to the offense on Sunday to convert their red zone opportunities for the Chiefs to pick up their ninth win of the season. If they can do that, you might want to start watching the scoreboard, particularly the scores of the Houston and Baltimore games. Hopefully they're behind and the Chiefs can get into the playoffs for the second season in a row. That's something they haven't done in 20 years.